Capital City. Your host is Michael Cohen for the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And good evening to you. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Emily Scarlett. On today's show, the U.S. is going to be the top global oil and gas producer in 2020. That's according to a consulting firm titled PFC Energy. I'll talk to one of their analysts to find out how in the world that's going to happen. Also, a lawsuit filed today in federal court against Governor Rick Snyder and the Michigan legislative redistricting maps. I'll talk to one of the folks involved in that suit to find out what the problem with those maps is. But first, demonstrations in front of the offices of U.S. congressmen and women across Michigan today, part of a national day of action organized by the AFL-CIO. The purpose, to tell federal lawmakers to extend federal unemployment benefits, which expire on December 31st. To talk about the demonstration and what will happen here in Michigan if the benefits are not extended, I'm joined by Michigan AFL-CIO President Carla Swift. Welcome to the program, Carla.
Thank you, Michael. It's good to be with you.
You know, I always wonder with these kinds of demonstrations, are they really effective? I mean, have you gotten any responses from any of the congressional offices so far?
I think they are really effective. I think that the lawmakers appreciate hearing from the constituents, the people that they serve directly back in their districts. And I think it brings a perspective to their part in the debate that is important to have. So while we haven't received any responses about commitments to vote at this point, I think it's a really important information that lawmakers need to take with them into that debate and to make their decisions based on. And I think lawmakers listen to people in their districts when they hear from them.
I think something like 2 million people nationwide would be cut off from benefits as of December 31st. So it's no secret that it will have a huge impact all over the country. Why do you think lawmakers have still not taken action on this?
You know, I really think we are still struggling with the, you know, sort of partisan power struggles that have been going on, not just on this issue, but on many issues over the course of this legislative session, and I think that it's time for legislators to set aside the partisan power struggles and do the right thing and solve the job crisis. And one of the things that is extremely important to that is extending the unemployment insurance and helping local economies and helping workers with that critical lifeline that helps for their family's survival in these difficult times.
Do you blame Republican lawmakers then for the benefits not being extended at this point?
I do. I think that they are the ones that are refusing to come around on this issue, and really we stand to lose so much in Michigan. You said over 66,000 workers will lose their unemployment benefits if the law is not extended by December 31st, and unemployment benefits are not enormous anyway. It's about an average of $291 a week. So, you know, it helps with basic necessities of food and housing and transportation. But it's money that goes straight back into the local economy. Laid-off workers aren't investing that money. They're taking it to the grocery store, to the gas station. They're spending it on rent. They're paying their utility bills. And the loss to Michigan's economy, the loss to communities, could total over $19 million a week if these unemployment benefits are not extended.
I'm talking to Michigan AFL-CIO President Carla Swift. Now, there was a point where you get 99 weeks of unemployment benefits, I think, when you strung all the extensions together. There has to be at some juncture a decision to no longer extend the benefits. I mean, isn't there a point where benefits just have to end?
Well, I think the answer to benefits ending is addressing the jobs issue, and that's another area that Washington has, especially on the Republican side, have continued to refuse to come to a productive debate on. You know, the American Jobs Act was introduced. Then pieces of the American Jobs Act have been introduced, and there have still been there's been no significant progress in coming together and addressing the jobs crisis. So.
We know the federal deficit has been a huge issue in Washington, and now there's a commitment to reduce the deficit. I mean, extending benefits would cost billions of dollars. How would that fit into this deficit reduction plan?
Well, you know, not extending benefits causes other costs in communities that are just as severe. The number of home foreclosures and the other kinds of hardship unemployed workers and their families will be facing in this long, hard winter are costly as well. So, again, coming together, stopping the partisan power struggles, working on the job crisis, which is the single biggest threat to the American family today, is really the answer to get the economy moving again and solve some of and in large part solve these deficit problems. When people are working, we don't have the kinds of deficit troubles that we have.
Part of the problem, Carlo, it seems, is that jobs are changing. I mean, a lot of manufacturing jobs are being lost. New technologies are coming out. Do you think unemployed workers are doing enough to pursue new careers and find ways to retrain themselves?
I believe they are. I think unemployed workers are availing themselves of a number of training and retraining opportunities. I think those are some of the very services that are also being cut, however, and it's sort of a double-edged sword for unemployed workers. They want to find employment. They want to be retrained and take advantage of opportunities to improve their skills and become prepared for any job that is available, and there are just not enough jobs and not enough training opportunities to support the needs of the tens of thousands of unemployed workers in our state and across the country.
It seems that we're down to the wire now. We just would have several weeks before these benefits are cut. Is there any movement at all in Washington, from what you can tell, to extend these benefits?
Well, it's hard to tell. You know, they are a group that likes to wait until the 11th hour to act, and they do have until December 31st. So we're going to continue to push. We're going to continue to hold legislators accountable like we did today. We had six rallies around the state of Michigan, hundreds of rallies around the country, community members, laid-off workers, union members, clergy, came together and are, you know, speaking loudly about their concerns to their congresspeople. So I think that, you know, we remain hopeful that Congress will do the right thing.
I know the AFL-CIO opened a website to have folks tell their stories about being out of work. I don't know if you wanted to mention that site.
You can go to miafl-cio.org page and get linked to that website. There are some incredible stories there about how hard laid off workers have been working to find jobs, and their persistence is incredible. It's those are people that are the backbone of our communities and of our state and of our country, and they're standing up for American values, and America needs to be standing up for them.
Well, it's certainly a tough time for anybody who's unemployed, and getting cut off from benefits would certainly make it quite a lot worse. Michigan AFL-CIO President Carlos Swift, Thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you, Michael. Good to be with you.
Absolutely. Coming up next, we're going to talk about these redistricting maps and the lawsuit filed today against Governor Snyder, saying that they're just not right and they need to be reformatted. And we'll find out exactly what the problem with them is and what's behind the lawsuit. Also, if you have any comments, please send them along. Love to hear from you, good or bad. Believe it or not, either types of comments are very helpful. The email address here, capitalcityrecap@gmail.com, capitalcityrecap@gmail.com. Just send me a line, and we'll try to make things a little bit better here. So we'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen, and you are listening to 1320 WILS.
Meet the expert.